The project today is a result of our continuing partnership with the National Prison Service to help improve standards of detention for prisoners in South Sudan. And reflecting conversations we've had with the Honorable Minister of Interior and Director General of Prisons, one priority area they identified was establishing dedicated facilities for the approximately 350 children who are currently awaiting trial in South Sudan's prisons. This event today brings together support that we arranged through quick impact project funding in partnership with other UNMISS units such as Child Protection and the Relief, Recovery, and Protection Unit to develop the first separate facility for juvenile offenders in South Sudan. And it will be based, as you say, at the groundbreaking we're doing today here at Juba Central Prison.
Yes, and why is there a need for a juvenile reformatory center in Juba?
Well, because I think that recognizes under international best practices and also just general principles of reflected also in South Sudanese law that children have particular needs. When they come into conflict with the law, the focus of any juvenile justice system is to assist them with rehabilitation and not treat them as criminals in need of punishment, but rather provide them with the emotional, educational, and vocational support that they need to re-enter society and live up to their full potential and contribute as active and productive members of society. Having a separate facility helps achieve that goal because it allows efforts to be targeted to them. And what's more important is it separates youthful offenders from adult offenders and thereby kind of helps prevent them from being criminalized or subjected to external influences and also allows them to work in a safe and secure environment that is focused on rehabilitation.
Yes. Can you tell us who is in charge of the construction of this center and how much is it costing the mission?
Well, the project, this is a quick impact project funding, as I indicated, arranged in partnership with our Child Protection Unit, Relief and Recovery Unit, as well as our Rule of Law team. The project itself will be implemented by a South Sudanese NGO called Charity Aid for Development and Emergency, CAD. This project is focused on Juba. It will cost approximately $40,000 for this initial project. And we hope, though, that this project will serve as a model that can be developed further and modeled in other parts of the country if it is successful. And we also hope that with continued support and focus on the juvenile reformatory and juvenile justice in general, under the leadership of the Honorable Minister of Interior and Director General of Prisons, that more attention will be focused on issues of juvenile justice so that we can expand this project in similar ways in other parts of the country.
Yes, and in this particular project, when are we expecting it to be completed and what kind of services can it give to these children once the center is complete?
Well, construction itself will take at least a month to complete. It's a refurbishment of an existing building with conversion and renovation. Some of the work has already started. In terms of
services,
the additional services, what we're looking for is, again, using this time to focus on several areas. One is to target the development of service of capacity within the National Prison Service to assist them in training their officers and developing specialized curricula focused on the issues of juvenile justice and rehabilitation of children in conflict with the law. More broadly, we will work with other partners, particularly through the reconstituted Prison Development Committee that His Excellency the Minister of Interior and Director General have announced that they want to pursue, to kind of focus attention and bring together key stakeholders on prison reform to share ideas and better coordinate programming along the lines of vocational, educational, and other skills training that would be important in ensuring the long-term rehabilitation of these juveniles.
Yes, and finally, James, just educate us a little bit about what the concept of this juvenile justice is all about.
Well, as I said, the concept of juvenile justice starts with the premise that children in conflict with the law are in need of rehabilitation, not punishment. And many of the children in conflict with the law, not only here in South Sudan, but throughout the world, are themselves victims of poverty, violence, disease, and a lack of economic or job opportunities. To assist them in successfully re-entering society, we've got to focus attention on rehabilitating them by providing them with the support and programming targeted to their special needs. Separating them from adult offenders is one important step in that direction and allows us to focus programming in that way. So it's a major milestone on the path toward a more modern and humane correction service for South Sudan.